Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is day 8 in our novena in preparation for Pentecost, and today we're meditating on the right way to pray the rosary. Now, yesterday we reflected on the main message of Our Lady through all of her apparitions, and that is prayer and conversion. Why? Because conversion comes from prayer. Why is that? Well, think about what we do in meditation. We commit to spend time in friendship with Jesus and Mary. That alone will bring change. But then we read or hear what Jesus says in his own words, or through the saints, or through the church. And then we think about it, and we try to understand his word, his way of life. We then see that the way of Jesus leads to true happiness, and we begin to like his way of life. And then we think about how our selfishness and sin have only resulted in emptiness and unhappiness, and we begin to dislike our sin more and more. And this double realization leads to a conviction. I want to get rid of my sin, and I want to live more like Jesus because I want to be happy. But for real change to take place, I must practice what I've meditated upon. I must make a simple, concrete resolution to do what Jesus says and to keep doing it until it becomes a habit, a virtue. This is the process of conversion, to spend time with Jesus, to think about what he says, and then to make the resolution to do what he says. And that is the way Mary wants us to pray the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the rosary was always meant to be a meditation on the Word of God, and every meditation should conclude with a resolution, because without a resolution, we won't convert. We won't change. Listen to what St. Francis de Sales writes about the importance of a resolution. The most important thing of all is that you cling firmly to the resolutions you have taken in meditation so as to practice them carefully. That is the great fruit of meditation, without which it is often not only useless but harmful. Why so? Because the virtues upon which we have meditated but not practiced sometimes puff us up so much in mind and heart that we think we are already what we are resolved to be, which no doubt is the case if our resolutions are practiced. But when, on the contrary, they are not practiced, they are useless and even dangerous. St. Francis de Sales is saying that failing to form a resolution is not only a waste of time, but it's harmful. Because if we spend time thinking about a virtue but never practice it, then we think we're virtuous when we're not. All we've done is think about it. Imagine watching YouTube videos on exercise and never exercising. We're still overweight and out of shape. If we don't practice a resolution, then we never change from being spiritual slobs to spiritual athletes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A resolution is to choose some concrete and practical thing flowing from our meditation to put into practice that day. Some examples might be, today I'll try not to gossip. Or maybe you become anxious easily, so today, every time you realize I'm anxious, replace it with the decision to trust. Every time you feel anxious, say instead, no, Jesus, I trust in you. This morning I was meditating on Proverbs chapter 22, where it says, innate in the heart of a child is folly. Judicious beating will rid him of it.
Oh.
So I thought, you know, that would be a good resolution, but then to which of my grown children should I apply it, Teresa?
I think you'd lose the fight to most of them.
Well, seriously, I was meditating on Titus chapter 2, verse 12, where Paul says, give up everything that does not lead to God. Anything that leads you away from God, give it up. So I thought to myself, what leads me away from God? Well, what's deadly for me is scrolling through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Not only can it be a rabbit hole and a waste of time, but it can bring up very spiritually destructive images. So I just got to not scroll on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's my resolution for today. It's got to be something simple, concrete, we put into practice that day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
With anything that we do, we want to see results, and if we don't see them, we tend to get discouraged and quit. The result of our prayer is that over time, we should change. But change does not come about by vague generalities, like, I need to be more loving. Great. So what? That's too vague. What are you going to do concretely to become more loving to your spouse or kids or elderly parents today? Change comes from the grace of God plus honest reflection. Thinking about the Word of God and your own life, and then committing to a resolution, some concrete step that you'll put into practice that day. And if we do this, if we meditate every day and form a resolution that we put into practice, then one of two things will happen. Either we'll convert, we'll change and grow in virtue, or we'll just quit. But the fact is, no change can occur without thinking and a resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the wrong way to pray the rosary is to rattle off all the Our Fathers and Hail Marys while your mind wanders. Because prayer is a conversation with God, so we at least need to be thinking about the person that we're talking to and paying attention to what they say. And that's why the rosary is meant to be a meditation. And in a meditation, we think about what Jesus is saying through Scripture, through his saints, through the church. And then we allow what he has said to form a conviction within us that we then turn into a practical, concrete resolution that we put into practice that day. So the question is, or maybe the challenge is, are you doing this with the rosary? That's why we pray the rosary this way, so that it can be a real meditation and allow you to form a resolution so that it leads to conversion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, your mother and I have been listening to Les Mis.
Yes.
The unabridged version.
Is there an abridged version? People abridge that? you would just have to cut out every single page of the book.
It is long, but it's fantastic. And I was reflecting on the way Jean Valjean was transformed by meditation. That after he becomes he almost becomes evil incarnate through all his years as a galley slave. But then he goes through that tremendous conversion through his encounter with the mercy of God that came through the bishop. But then he went on, when he starts that factory in what town was it?
Oh, no, I can't remember.
Anyway, he starts that factory and becomes the great benefactor of that little town. But he spends so much time in meditation. He really spends a solitary life, and he spends a lot of time reflecting. And he grows in virtue. And then when Javert finds him and is tracking him down in Paris, and he finds refuge in the convent as a gardener, he spends so much time in prayer and meditation. And that's so he grows by leaps and bounds in virtue and love in proportion to his time in meditation. But then I was thinking on the flip side of two characters, the grandfather of Marius, who becomes this wicked old man because he doesn't spend time in meditation. He just devotes all his time to thinking and ranting about politics. And also Javert.
Yeah, I think that's the strongest parallel in the book. It's very much highlighting how a man can become good despite his circumstances and how a man can become evil despite his circumstances.
But it hinges on receiving the mercy of God and then dedicating, whether you dedicate yourself to prayer, meditation or not.
Because again, it comes back to, at the end of the day, you might look at someone's actions, just their actions, and say, Javert, he's just doing his job. What else could you expect of him? Especially now, we certainly equate someone's ability to work as morality. If you're working hard, how can they be a bad person? Even if someone does something really, really wretched, everyone's so shocked because they were like, oh, they were such a good student or they were such a good employee. But like the grandfather and like Javert, you can have all the good actions, you can be discussing all of these things, you can be doing all of these seemingly good works for the nation, for your community. But if you're not meditating, you can still be a very, very wretched person. Because it takes looking at yourself and not Javert and the grandfather. They only look at the world and what's wrong with other people.
Oh, what a statement. That's so true. We spend so much time thinking about what's wrong with the world and other people, those two things, where we should spend all our time looking at Jesus and what's wrong with us, how we need to change.
Yeah, you should only look at others insofar as you need to serve them. Because I think that's the other very strong, strong factor in Jean Valjean's conversion is that he not only has to, in his own eyes, make reparations for the life he's lived, but he also has to care for Cosette and he has to care for others. He doesn't just take it upon himself to be better. He takes it upon himself to be better for people. At every step of the way, once he's shown mercy, he shows mercy.
Well, and the goal is to become mercy, to become like Jesus. With every day and every choice, we are becoming more full of vice, which makes us vicious. That's actually where the word vicious came from. Or we're becoming more virtuous and full of love and mercy. So we are, with every choice, with every day that goes by, we're becoming more like a son or daughter of God, or we're becoming more like a demon. The danger is that humans don't default to becoming like a son or daughter of God. Without effort, without grace and effort, we default to becoming like demons.
It's entropy.
What is entropy?
That things naturally will decline and fall into chaos unless they're actively kept in order. Things don't naturally fall towards order. They always fall out of order.
That's our soul.
You have to be very active in it.
And not only will we fall into disorder, but we tend toward an aversion for God, a dislike for God. Many of the saints have said, and actually St. Catherine of Genoa said, the soul goes where it wants to go. And if we don't practice an interior life which fosters a desire for God, then we will foster an aversion for God. And when we die and see God, we will hate him and turn from him.
But on the bright side, there's a very simple, simple resolution you can make from all of this. You just need to become a world-renowned thief, go on the run, live on the lam, break into a convent, and live out all of your days peacefully with your stolen daughter. And I'm pretty sure that gets the job done.
Is that your plan?
Yeah. It's really hard to find really innocent, sweet, available just children sweeping the streets these days. A lot of innkeepers don't just like leave those out, but I think they're around.
And it's not easy to find a convent that you can take refuge in as a gardener.
Oh, that's the easy part.
Well, I'm glad you have a life plan now.
Yeah.
Good thing that we worked this out.
I hope you don't mind the thievery part.
As long as you convert through daily meditation.
Eventually.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.